قال ولكن التي يضلل فيها مسألة الخلافة. ما معنى هذا؟ يعني الذي لا يرضى بخلافة عثمان فهذا ضال. الذي يشكك في خلافة عثمان هذا ضال، كسيد قطب في هذا الزمان الذي قال بأن خلافة عثمان فترة يعني مظلمة أو ساقط أو كلام مثل هذا، وسيد فينشتاين لا بخلافة لتام بخلافة عثمان is something يعني is a darkness in the history of Islam or a gap as he said it's a gap in the خلافة. This is a kind of ضلال misguidance. هذا أمر مضى واجمع عليه المسلمون فلا يجوز الكلام فيه، وهذا كان اختيار الصحابة، فكيف يصف الصحابة بهذا؟ This is something already gone and the Muslims accepted عثمان as the خليفة and the صحابة selected عثمان رضي الله عنه to be the خليفة. So how come somebody today is come and say the time of the خلافة of عثمان is a gap in the history؟ هذا لا شك أن هذا ضلال مبين. This is a clear misguidance وجرأة. It's a boldness against the صحابة. نعم. وعثمان من هو عثمان؟ عثمان الذي قال عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ضر عثمان ما فعل بعد اليوم. عثمان is the one whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said nothing will harm عثمان whatsoever he does after today. نعم. قال ومن طعن في خلافة أحد منهم من هؤلاء فهو أضل من حمار أهله. وما أجمل هذه الكلمة، وما أجمل هذه الكلمة، هو أضل من حمار أهله. The one who try today to set up a doubt in regard to the khilafah of the khulafa al-rashidin, the four. And he says one of them should not be the khalifa, or one should be the one before the other. Today, this is even worse than the donkey of his family. What benefit will bring it today? Where is the Khalifa Uthman? Where is the Khalifa Ali now? They're all before Allah there, in their graves. So how come now we sit up in enmity between each other? No, Ali should be the Khalifa. No, Uthman should be the Isha. This is kind of madness. فلا ينبغي أن يكون المسلمون بهذه السخافة. أو يأتي من يكتب إن فترة خلافة عثمان هي يعني فجوة في التاريخ، هذا لا يجوز أبدا. نعم. قال ويحبون
أهل بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويتولونهم ويحفظون فيهم وصية رسول الله عليه وسلم حيث قال يوم غديركم حيث قال يوم غديركم
خم ليس قم خم في إيران
خم حيث قال يوم غديركم أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي. وقال أيضا للعباس عمي وقد اشتكى إليه أن بعض قريش يجف بني هاشم فقال والذي نفسي بيدي لا يؤمنون حتى يحبكم لله ولكرابتي. وقال إن الله اصطفى بني إسماعيل واصطفى من بني إسماعيل كنانة واصطفى من كنانة قريش واصطفى من قريش بني هاشم واصطفاني من بني هاشم ويتولون
قال ويحبون أهل بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and they love the family of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. متقدم لكم من هم أهل بيته and we have explained which people ويحبون أهل بيت رسول الله they love the family of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and we already explained who are the family of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قلنا أنهم أول درجة أعمامه وأبناؤه وأبناء أعمامه، ثم الدرجة الثانية أزواجه، ثم الدرجة الثالثة أصحابه ثم أتباعه، كل هؤلاء من كل هؤلاء من آل بيته. We said that the first level of the family of Rasulullah are his uncles, and then his children, and then his cousins, and then his wives, and then his companions, all the other companions, and then all of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم are from Ali. ما تذكرون دليلا قدمت لكم؟ Do you remember an evidence of that I gave you? سلمان سلمان ومنا على البيت. أنا قلت لكم هذا تذكرون؟ I told you this 5 days or 6 days ago. I told you this لما قررنا هذا when we set up the يعني أصول of this, the principles, we said that even any believer, anyone who follow Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is considered from his family. He is considered even today, even tomorrow. Who follow Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is from his family. كما قال, as he said to Salman al-Farisi, Salman is from Faris. He's not from Medina, he's not from Mecca. He's from Faris. So how can be from the family of Rasulullah? But because Iman gathered them all. Iman gathered them all. So he says, سلمان منا. سلمان is from us. أهل البيت, the people of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. قال ويحفظون ويتولونهم, يعني يرون أنهم أحباؤهم وأولياؤهم, ينصرونهم ويعينونهم. لكن هذا قلنا أيضا في درس لما تقدم لكم في الدرس الأول والثاني. We said also in the first lesson or the second that only the great grandchildren of Rasulullah from those who are upon his way, but those who took a different way, who left Islam, who يعني abandoned Islam, or who choosing the way of extremism, Sufis, يعني they want to grave worshipping, that's not as he left them. نعم. وذكرت لكم مثال عمه أبو لهب في القرآن, تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب, وهو عمه. نعم. إذن يتولونه ويحذيهم وصية رسول الله. ما هي وصيته؟ التي قالها في غدير الخم. غدير, الغدير هو مجتمع مياه الأودية. The غدير is the place where the water of valleys gather. It's like a spot point of the water of the valleys. And it is a place between Medina and Mecca called Khum. Khum. Not Qum. Qum is the devil land in Iran. The land of devil, where the palace of the Shaitan. There. Anan. فغدير خم, خم بالخاء وليس بالقاف. خم هذا في إيران بالقاف, خم في بين المدينة ومكة بالخاء. نعم. قال لهم أوصيكم, قال أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي, يعني احفظوهم, احفظوا لهم, ونحن نتولى أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we love the family of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Until today, any one of them who is upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon, we love him. And we put him before our fathers. Even today, even if he's a child, I, Muhammad al-Maliki, put the family of Rasulullah before my father, even if he's a child. Even in the issues of dunya, if he wants anything, I will put him before my family. This is how we treat Ahlul Bayt. We Ahlul Sunnah love them. Love Ahlul Bayt. Na'am. But we don't raise them above the level which they are in. Like the Rafida, they raise them to be like gods. That's not correct. لا نرفعهم إلى درجة فوق درجة, لكننا نحبهم ونتولاهم. But we love them. Na'am. قال وقال أيضا العباس, he told his uncle when Al-Abbas came complaining about some of Quraysh that they do not respect them, and they abandoned him, boycotted him. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم لما قال ذلك قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده لا يؤمنون, يعني لا يكمل إيمانهم, ليس نفي يعني مطلق الإيمان لكن الإيمان المطلق لا يكمل إيمانه. Their iman would not be perfect and complete up until they love you, they love my family. So if you want your iman to be increased, love the family of Rasulullah, but the proper love, not beyond the levels. نعم. قال وقال إن الله اصطفى بني إسماعيل إلى آخر الحديث ثم قال ويتولونه. نعم.
ويتولون أزواج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمهات المؤمنين ويؤمنون أمهات المؤمنين ويؤمنون بأنهن أزواجه في الآخرة, خصوصا خديجة رضي الله عنها. أم أكثر أولاد أم أكثر أولادي وأول من آمن به وعاضده على أمره وكان لها منه المنزلة العالية, والصديقة بنت الصديق رضي الله عنها التي قال فيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فضل عائشة على النساء كفضل السرير على سائر الطعام.
نعم. قال ويتولون أزواج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, كيف يتولونهم؟ يحبونهم ويدعون لهم ويترضون عنهم. And they be awliya of the wives of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. How? They love them. And they ask. They ask Allah to be pleased with them. And to increase their reward. لماذا? Why? Because they are لأنهم أمهات المؤمنين. Because they are the mothers of all the believers. هل تحب أمك? Do you love your mother? أنا يا أخوان. Every one of you love his mother? These women, the wives of Rasulullah, to be loved more than our mothers. Why? Because they are the mothers of all the believers. Your mother is only your mother. But those are the mothers of all the believers. The companions, the scholars, all the believers. Huh? They are their mothers. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِأَنَّهُنَّ أَزْوَاجُوا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And people of Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah believe that those wives whom Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم died while يعني, either they died in his life or he died in their lives while they are his wives, they are going to be his wives in the Jannah. They are going to be his wives in the Jannah. يعني أزواجه الذين ماتوا في حياته أو مات هو في حياته فهؤلاء هم أزواجه في الجنة. أزواجه في الجنة. قال خصوصا and especially خديجة بنت خويلد رضي الله عنها. خديجة بنت خويلد تلك المرأة العظيمة القدر, لم يكن من النساء إلا أربعة, منهم خديجة. There was no perfect woman except four since Allah created Eve until the last woman in this life. There are only four perfect women, from them خديجة بنت خويلد. من هم؟ مريم ابنة عمران, وآسيا بنت مزاحم زوجة فرعون, وخديجة بنت خويلد, وفاطمة بنت محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أربعة أفضل النساء. تأتي بعدهن من؟ الصديقة بنت الصديق. Right after these four women who comes? الصديقة بنت الصديق. Right after all of the children of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, عائشة رضي الله عنها. ولذلك لما جاء الرجل يسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب الناس إليك؟ قال عائشة. That's why when a man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and asked him who is the best, who is the most beloved one to you, he said عائشة. فقال الرجل ما أنا؟ قال فأبو بكر. He said I'm not asking you about women. He then said أبو بكر is the one who is most beloved to me from the men. انظر قال ابو بكر. نعم. ولم يقل يعني علي ولا العباس ولا. لماذا؟ لان ابو بكر كان له المنزل العظيمه مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because ابو بكر has the highest support with the Prophet. قال ثم ذكر خصائص من خصائص خديجة. He brought some of the characteristics of خديجة. قال رضي الله عنها أم أكثر أولاده، كانت أم لأكثر أولاده، لم تنجب له من نسائه إلا امرأتان. There was no wife of Rasulullah that gave birth of children for him except two. من هما؟ خديجة ومن؟ وماريا. فأما ماريا فكانت سرية، كانت سرية مملوكة، ليست يعني زوجة، مملوكة رضي الله عنها. طبعا المملوكة إذا ولدت ولدا من سيدها تعفى. فكانت هي أمنا أيضا، ماريا أمنا، ماريا is our mother. Okay, but from the wives was خديجة. And Maria delivered only one baby. Who is he? إبراهيم عليه السلام. وأما إبراهيم عليه السلام، يقال عليه السلام إبراهيم بن محمد عليه السلام. نعم. وأما خديجة فكما قال هو صلى الله عليه وسلم كانت وكانت وكان لي منها ولد. خديجة عزيز صلى الله عليه وسلم said she was and she was. من أولادها؟ من أولادها؟ Who are her children؟ نعم. لا ليس القاسم أولا. أولا نعم زينب، ثم رقية، ثم أم كلثوم، ثم فاطمة، ثم القاسم، ثم القاسم. أي نعم. ويقال أن عبد الله. وعلى كل حال كان أكثر ولدي صلى الله عليه وسلم منها. Most of his children were from خديجة رضي الله عنها. Only one from other than خديجة was إبراهيم from ماريا. نعم. وقد عاب قالت وأول من آمن به من النساء يعني. أما من آمن به مطلقا فأبو بكر. The first one who believed in him. لا 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 لا. يقولون أول من آمن به مطلقا خديجة. خديجة. The first one who believed in him, يعني the first one as the first one was خديجة, and from the men was أبو بكر. وهي عاضدته أي ساندته وأيدته وثبتته. She supported him بمالها ونفسها وكلامها الطيب. She supported him with her will, with herself, and with her good speech. نعم. وكان لها منه المنزلة العالية. And she يعني was to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a high position. كما قلت لكم يوما عائشة قالت له ما أكثر ما تذكر من هذه العجوز يعني التي ذكرت منها. She said how often you always يعني how often you speak about this old woman about خديجة. This is the jealousy of women. فقال لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said إنها كانت وكانت وكان لي منها ولد. She was and she was and I had children from her. نعم. ثم قال والصديقة بنت الصديق. And after that comes الصديقة. Who is الصديقة؟ عائشة. صديقة لأنها صدقت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل ما قال على صغر سنها. She was young but she believed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم everything he said. بنت الصديق لأنها ابنة أبي بكر. نعم. يقول قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهذا حديث صحيح فضل عائشة على النساء كفضل الثريد على سائر الطعام. الثريد تعرفونه. He said the position of عائشة amongst the women is like the position of the ثريد amongst all the food, all the other food. الثريد في لغة العرب يعني عند العرب أكل عربية. ثريد is يعني meal for the Arab. يعملونه من الدقيق أو الحنطة ويخلطون معه اللحم والمرق. They make it from the يسمون هذا flour. لا يعني from flour or barley or some other seeds and they mix with it يعني they cook the meat as a soup and then they mix it together. وهذا له طعم إن شاء الله. إذا تأتونا في بلادنا نطعمكم إياه إن شاء الله. إن شاء الله if you visit us in our land we'll make you taste it إن شاء الله. إن شاء الله. Promise. You taste it and you taste the camel meat and the camel milk. No camel urine.
Unless you get sick.
Unless you get sick. طيب قال ويتبرؤون
ويتبرؤون من طريقة الروافد الذين يبغضون الصحابة ويصبونهم وطريقة النواصب الذين يؤذون أهل البيت بقول أو عمل ويمسكون عما شجر بين الصحابة ويقولون إن هذه الآثار المروية في مساويهم منها ما هو كذب ومنها ما قد زيد فيه ونقص وغير عن وجهه والصحيح منهم فيه معذورون إما مجتهدون مصيبون وإما مجتهدون مخطئون وهم مع ذلك لا يعتقدون أن كل واحد من الصحابة معصوم عن كبائر الإثم وصغائره بل يجوز عليهم الذنوب في الجملة ولهم من الصوابق والفضائل ما يوجب مغفرة ما يصدر منهم وإن صدر حتى إنهم يغفر لهم من السيئات ما لا يغفر لمن بعدهم لأن لهم من الحسنات التي تمحو السيئات ما ليس لمن بعدهم وقد ثبت بقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنهم خير القرون وأن المد من أحدهم إذا تصدق به كان أفضل من جبل أحد ذهبا ممن بعدهم ثم إذا كان قد صدر من أحدهم ذنب فيكون قد تاب منه أو أتى بحسنات تمحوه أو غفر له بفضل سابقته أو بشفاعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي هم أحق الناس بشفاعته أو ابتلي ببلاء في الدنيا كفر به عنه فإذا كان هذا في الذنوب المحققة فكيف الأمور التي كانوا فيها مجتهدين إن أصابوا فهم أجر واحد والخطأ مغفور ثم إن القدر الذي ينكر من فعل بعضهم قليل نزر مغفور في جنب فضائل القوم ومحاسنهم من الإيمان بالله ورسوله والجهاد في سبيله والحجرة والنصرة والعلم النافع والعمل الصالح
نعم يقول رحمه الله تعالى ويتبرؤون يعني أهل السنة والجماعة they free themselves people of السنة والجماعة they free themselves من طريقة الخوارج from the way of the خوارج من طريقة الروافض from the way of the روافض الذين يبغضون الصحابة those who hate the companions ويسبونهم and they curse them and insult them وطريقة النواصب الذين هم عكس الروافض الجانب الآخر and also they free themselves from the way of the نواصب who are on the opposite side of the روافض يعني الروافض يسبون الصحابة ويعني يبغضونهم والنواصب يؤذون أهل البيت يريدون الانتصار لبقية الصحابة يزعمون كذبة على ليرز يعني the روافض are layers and the نواصب are layers and by the way today the روافض call أهل السنة نواصب and that is a lie أهل السنة are not نواصب نواصب are those who hate أهل البيت and you people of سنة aren't you يا إخوان أنتم أهل السنة أو لا are you أهل السنة do you hate any of the صحابة do you hate any of the صحابة any of you hate أبو بكر هاي يا إخوان Any of you hate Abu Bakr al-Siddiq? Any of you hate Umar? Any of you hate Uthman? Right. Any of you hate Ali? إذن أنتم لستم روافض ولا نواصب. Then you are not روافض know that you are نواصب، لأن النواصب يبغضون عليا. Because the نواصب they hate علي. We love علي, don't we? We love علي. الروافض يبغضون أبو بكر وعثمان، عمر وعثمان، ونحن نحب أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان. هل أنتم تحبونهم؟ Do you love أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان؟ Then you are not, then you are not from the روافض. ونحب عائشة ومعاوية. Do you love عائشة؟ Do you love معاوية and those of the صحابة؟ Then you are not روافض. That is Ahl Sunnah. We love all the Sahaba. We love them all. We don't differ between one another. لا نفرق بينهم إلا بما فرق الله. أن أبو بكر أفضل، ثم عمر، ثم عثمان، ثم علي، وهكذا. ثم العشرة، ثم أصحاب البيعة، أصحاب الشجرة، ثم أصحاب بدر. We don't differ between them. We don't dispute between them. Except with what Allah Ta'ala said. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Abu Bakr first, then Umar, then Uthman, then Ali, then the 10 companions whom the Prophet ﷺ witnessed in the Jannah, then the people who gave the bay'ah under the tree, then the people who attended the Battle of Badr, then all the Sahaba. نعم. قال ويمسكون عما شجر بين الصحابة. وهذا مهم. يمسكون يعني لا يخوضون ولا يتكلمون. لا يفعل مثل فعل بعض الحمقى اليوم، قاموا يتكلمون في السيرة فتكلموا بالباطل في الصحابة. Some of the people of deviation today who didn't study knowledge, they wanted to speak about the biography of the Sahaba or the history of Islam, then they started speaking evilly about the Sahaba. That is not permissible, Ikhwan. Don't listen to these people, even if they speak very fluently and very nicely. Don't listen to them. These are devils. These are enemies of the Sahaba. And we love the Sahaba. We love the Sahaba. Now, لا تسمعوا لهم لأنهم ليسوا من محبي الصحابة ونحن نحب الصحابة. قال ويقولون إن هذه الآثار المروية في مساويهم. And they say all these يعني آثار or narration that are reported from what shows that they have sins or they committed mistakes or sins, this is all, most of it is not authentic. Most of it is fabricated by those people who hate either Ali or those who hate Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Muawiyah and Aisha. They fabricate, they are liars. But we love them. حتى لو كان هذا فعلا حصل منهم. Even if this truly happened from them. لماذا؟ لأن الله غفر لهم. Because Allah forgave them. وقال إنه رضي عنهم. And he said that he is pleased with them. إذا لماذا نحن لا نحبهم؟ Then why we don't love them? هذا غلط. نعم. إلى آخر ما قال من يعني هذه المقررات. وأننا يحرم قد قال خير القرون قرني. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best century is my century. Or the best خير الناس قرني. The best people is my century. People who are in my century. من هم؟ الصحابة. They are the companions. نعم. ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. نعم. ثم وقال إن إن أنفق أحدكم قال نعم مثل أحد ذهبا لم يبلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفه. If one of you spent as much as the size of the mountain of Uhud, gold, spent gold as much as the mountain of Uhud, would not come as one handful of one of them. Mud is the two handful like this. That is called mud. وَلَا نَصِيبَ He said, even what, not half of it. See, you spend for the sake of Allah gold as much as the size of Uhud does not equal one handful of one of them. So who's better? Who's better? Ya Ikhwan, who's better? Sahaba, so how come we speak against them? Anybody speaks about against the Sahaba, believe me, he's a devil. He's a shaitan. Because why he speaks against them? Because they were the carriers and the conveyors of the Sunnah, of the Islam, of the deen. So he wants to destroy the deen. He doesn't want us to take from them. So what we do? We go get from who? نعم. هذا خطأ يا إخوان. نعم. ثم ذكر يعني رحمه الله تعالى أشياء كثيرة في هذا الباب. And then he mentioned many things in this issue. نعم. ماذا بقي؟
ومن أصول أهل السنة التصديق بكرامات الأولياء وما يجري الله على أيديهم من حول وما يجري الله على أيديهم من خوارق الأعداء في أنواع العلوم والمكاشفات وأنواع القدرة والتأثيرات والمأثور عن سالف الأمم في سورة الكهف وغيرها وعن صدر هذه الأمة من الصحابة والتابعين وسائر فرق الأمة وهي موجودة فيها إلى يوم القيامة.
هذا بالنسبة للكرامات.
نعم
نعم. ماذا قال الكرامات؟ أنا غير موجود في نسخة يعني.
ومن أصول أهل السنة
قال ومن أصول أهل السنة and from the principles of أهل السنة والجماعة التصديق بالكرامات الأولياء to believe in the karama of أولياء. لكن ما الكرامة؟ من هو الولي أولا؟ Who is the ولي first of all? Who is the ولي؟ دعوني أسألكم من هو الولي. Let me ask you, who is the ولي؟ الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Those who believe and fear. Believe in Allah and all what He commanded and what He forbade. And they fear, meaning they do what He commanded and they avoid what He forbade. نعم. إذن هذا هو الولي. والولي له كرامة. لكن ما هي الكرامة؟ كما يقول بعض الصوفية أنه يجلس في جزيرة توباغو ويسكن هنا ويصلي المغرب في مكة في الحرم وراء الإمام في الحرم ويرجع يصلي العشاء هنا. هذا كذب. Some people they say that the wali who's staying, for example, in Tobago, he go pray Maghrib in Mecca with no airplane, with no ship, with no camel, with no foot, with nothing. He just go there. He wish to be in Mecca. He finds himself in Mecca in a fraction of a second, praying behind the Imam. طيب, if you have this ability, why do you leave that Imam Sudais or Shireen to lead the prayer? You should be the one who lead the prayer. Push him away and lead the prayer. As long as Allah Ta'ala make you to be able like this, Allah will make you able to lead the prayer there. And then he returns back to pray Isha here. I don't know which airline can do that. Maghrib in Mecca, Isha in Tobago. It took me around 14 hours to come here. هذا غير معقول. هذا ولي, هذا ولي للشيطان. This is ولي of the شيطان, is not ولي of Allah. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا إخوان منذ أن خرج من مكة كم مرة رجع إليها؟ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم since he left Mecca, how many times he returned back to? مرتين, في الفتح وفي الحج. وهو كان يحب مكة. He used to love Mecca, but he returned to Mecca twice, in the conquer of Mecca and in the Hajj. That's it. All that time he could not even come. Why didn't he? Why? يعني, he's the Prophet. Not only karama, mu'jiza can have. نعم. But this one can go to Mecca all the way there. لكن الكرامة ما يجريه الله عز وجل على أيدي من خوارق العادات في أنواع العلوم والمكاشفات. يعني يعطيه علما من علمه, يعطيه علما كما حصل في سورة الكهف. لمن؟ أصحاب الكهف والخضر. هذا من الأولياء. أنا من الأولياء علمه الله علما لم يعلمه موسى. نعم. وأعطى كرامة لأصحاب الكهف بأن أبقاهم يعني أحياء على هيئتهم, على هيئتهم سنين طويلة. نعم. 300 من السنين وتسعة. نعم. وكذلك أنواع القدرة والتأثيرات. نعم. وهذا مأثور عن السلف, مأثور عن التابعين وأتباع التابعين إلى يومنا هذا. نعم إلى أن شاء الله.
ثم من طريقة أهل السنة والجماعة اتباع آثار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم باطنا وظاهرا، واتباع سبيل السابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار، واتباع وصية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث قال: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي، تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ، وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور، فإن كل بدعة ضلالة. ويعلمون أن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويؤثرون كلام الله على غيره من كلام أصناف الناس، ويقدمون هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على هدي كل أحد. ولهذا سموا أهل أهل الكتاب والسنة، وسموا أهل الجماعة، لأن الجماعة هي الاجتماع وضدها الفرقة. وإن كان لفظ الجماعة قد صار إثما لنفس القوم المجتمعين، والإجماع هو الأصل الثالث الذي يعتمد عليه في العلم والدين، وهم يزنون بهذه الأصول الثلاثة جميع ما عليه الناس من أقوال وأعمال باطنة أو ظاهرة مما له تعلق بالدين. والإجماع الذي ينضبط هو ما كان عليه السلف الصالح، إذ بعدهم كثر الاختلاف وانتشر في الأمة.
نعم، قوله رحمه الله تعالى عن حسين في صفات أهل السنة، ثم من طريقة أهل السنة والجماعة اتباع آثار الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم باطل وظاهرة. وهذا هو الولي الذي يتبع آثار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم باطل وظاهرة، هذا هو الولي. أما الولي الذي يخالف آثار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يصلي ولا، هذا ليس ولي. The ولي is the one who follow the آثار of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the sayings of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. But to say he is wali and he doesn't pray, he doesn't fast, he does all the sins and he says wali, this is not wali. The wali is the one who follows Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is the wali. نعم. واتباع السابقين. نعم. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي. Take my sunnah and the sunnah of the خلفاء الراشدين. Who they are? من هم الخلفاء الراشدون؟ أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، هؤلاء هم الخلفاء. وبعض العلم يقول عمر بن عبد العزيز، لكن الذين أوصينا بهم هؤلاء الأربعة. But we were told to take their sunnah are these four after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال: ويعلمون أن أصدق الكلام كلام الله. And they believe and they know and believe that the most honest speech is the speech of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best way, the best guidance is the way of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما معنى هذا؟ يعني أنك تأخذ بقول عالم، تتبع عالم. أنت إنسان عامي مسكين. You are a common person. You don't have knowledge. You take an opinion of عالم. لا بأس. No matter what that. لكن جاءك حديث من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخالف هذا القول. But you are presented, you are given a hadith from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم which goes opposite of this opinion. تأخذه أو تتركه. إذا أخذته فأنت من أهل السنة والجماعة، إذا تركته فأنت لست من أهل السنة والجماعة. واضح يا جماعة؟ Is this clear? If you take the hadith which has the guidance opposite of what your sheikh said, then you are from أهل السنة والجماعة. If you abandon the hadith because it opposes what your sheikh said, then you are not from أهل السنة والجماعة. Simple. You are not from أهل السنة والجماعة. You are from some other groups. نعم، لأن الذي يترك حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصحيح الصريح هذا ليس من أهل السنة والجماعة. هذا ليس من أهل السنة. The hadith of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم which is authentic and clear, then he is not from أهل السنة والجماعة. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا ألفين أحدكم متكئا على أريكته يأتيه القول من قولي يقول ما وجدناه في كتاب الله حلالا أحللناه، وما وجدناه في كتاب الله حراما حرمناه، ألا إني أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه. نعم، هذا بحق القرآن الذي يقول أنا ما أخذ كلام الرسول أخذ القرآن، فيقال له هذا الوعيد. This threat is given to the one who say I will take the speech of Allah, the Quran. What is here halal, I'll take halal. What is here haram, I'll take haram. He is يعني threatened with this kind of threat. What about the one who says I'll take only my Sheikh's statement, whatever he says, this will be the haq. لا, this would be the haq, no doubt. Up until a hadith which is authentic says different from what your Sheikh said. Here, the saying of your Sheikh is not the haq. It's not the haq. طيب, is this Sheikh a sinner? لا. لأنه مجتهد. Because he's from the people of Ijtihad. But because he's the people of Ijtihad, it does not mean that he's right. Can be right, can be wrong. When we find him right, when we can say he's right, when his statement adheres the Sunnah, meets with the Sunnah, with the Hadith of the Prophet, then he's right. We don't know any Hadith, we can't take his statement, no doubt. Two ulama have two different opinions. None of them gave you the lead from Rasulullah. Which one you take? As you like. As you like. I cannot tell you take this saying or that saying, because two of them did not bring you hadith. Or two of them bring you one hadith, one same hadith. But this alim understood it this way, this alim understood it this way. And everyone is taking same hadith to be his dalil. Naam? So, can I tell you have to take this or that? لا, this is not from the justice. لكن, one of the two ulama, he offers you only his opinion, with no any hadith. The other said his opinion and said the hadith. I am taking their what? Not the opinion of the alim, but the hadith. The hadith. واضح يا اخوان؟ This principle is clear. So, this will clarify the issue of ta'assub. And the issue of tamadhub. Tamadhub is not haram. To take a madhab is not haram. But what is haram? Ta'assub to the madhab. To the limits that the hadith is presented, you refuse it. The saying of Rasulullah, you refuse it. The saying of a sahabi, you refuse it. This is bad. Lakin, someone comes and tell you, Sheikh Ibn Baz say, طيب يعني what's up? Sheikh Ibn Baz above my head, but Sheikh Ibn Baz is not a prophet. You cannot convince me that Sheikh Ibn Baz has more right than Imam Ahmad or Imam Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa. This is not correct. Even Ibn Baz, I studied with him, he never said this. But you tell me Muhammad al-Maliki says, and he says this is the dalil from the Quran, you have to take it. Not because of Muhammad al-Maliki, but because of the dalil from the Quran, or the dalil from the Sunnah, which is authentic and clear. يعني أقول واضح? Is that clear? نعم. وهذا من أصول أهل السنة. And this is from the principles of أهل السنة. قال, ولهذا سموا أهل الكتاب والسنة. And that's why they are called the people of the book and the people of Sunnah. لما وسموا أهل الجماعة وسموا and they are named the people of جماعة. لماذا? لأنهم اجتمعوا على الكتاب والسنة وأجمعوا عليه. Because they gathered around the Quran and Sunnah. All their statements from the Quran and Sunnah. Not from own desire. نعم يا أخوان. ونعم. قال وضدها الفرقة. لأن الكتاب والسنة هي الجماعة. كما جاء في حديث ابن مسعود أو في أثر ابن مسعود, الجماعة ما وافق الحق is the جماعة. الجماعة is what adheres the truth, the حق, even if you are alone. Don't worry, don't care. Even if you are alone. But the important is everybody is saying his opinion with no dalil. You are seeing the dalil. Which one you take? The dalil. You are the jama'ah, not all of them. You understand this, ikhwan? نعم. قال والإجماع هو الأصل الثالث الذي يعتمد عليه في العلم والدين. ما الأصلين الأولين؟ الكتاب والسنة. الكتاب والسنة هذين الأصلين الأولين من the two the fundamentals of how we get our legislation is the Quran and then the Sunnah. Nothing, the Quran and the Sunnah together. And then comes after that, if we don't find a rule in the Quran, in the Sunnah, then the Ijma'. طيب. If we have Ijma' of the ulama say one thing, and one alim say different thing, which one we take? The Ijma', because neither one is saying this is the يعني, clear dalil. But it is not possible that 3, 4, 5, 10 be wrong and one be right without dalil. Just his understanding. It cannot be. We cannot measure it this way. واضح يا اخوان, is that clear? قال وهم يزينون لهذه الاصول الثلاثه جميع ما عليه الناس. And they measure all what the people are upon, and they're saying by these three measurements, the Quran, the Sunnah, and the Ijma'. Quran and the Sunnah and the Ijma'. نعم. وهم نعم من أقوال وأعمال باطنة وظاهرة مما يتعلق بالدين. والإجماع الذي ينضبط عليه هو ما كان عليه السلف الصالح, إذ بعدهم كثر الخلاف. من هم السلف الصالح؟ الصحابة والتابعون. الصحابة والتابعون هؤلاء هم رأس السلف الصالح. The head of the pious predecessors are the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and their students, التابعين. We have to refer everything back to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We don't find to the Sahaba. We don't find to the Tabi'een. But we don't take just because I am Saudi, I take from a scholar who is Saudi. I am Indian, I take from a scholar who is Indian. This is wrong. This is not the deen. This becomes 400 deens, 4,000 deens. Not one deen. نعم يا أخوان. ثم قال بيان مكملات العقيدة. هذا منه. نعم لا the إجماع as just you said that, the إجماع of the Sahaba first of all, okay, and then the ijma of the scholars from amongst the Salaf, like the Tabi'in, Asba' al-Tabi'in, right? But the issues which are newly occurred, which ijma we take? How can we go back to the ijma of the Sahaba? Then the ijma of the ulama, the ijma of the ulama. You understand? Ijma of the ulama.
بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر على ما توجبه الشريعة, ويرون إقامة الحج والجهاد والجمع والأعياد مع الأمراء أبرارا كانوا أو فجارا, ويحافظون على الجماعات ويدينون بالنصيحة للأمة, ويعتقدون معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان المرصوص يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه. وقاله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد, إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر. ويأمرون بالصبر عند البلاء والشكر عند الرخاء والرضا بمر القضاء, ويدعون إلى مكارم الأخلاق ومحاسن الأعمال, ويعتقدون معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا, ويندبون
نتكلم عن هذا حتى لا يمل. So they don't get boring. We'll translate little by little. We'll explain that. بيان مكملات العقيدة. He says this is the completion of the clarification of the عقيدة and the good manners and attributes. قال ثم هم مع هذه الأصول and besides all these principles of the Ahl-Sunnah والجماعة يأمرون بالمعروف. They call to the good. They call to the good. They call people to do the good. They call to salah. They call to good attributes. They call يعني like that. وينهون عن المنكر and they warn against every evil. نعم. على ما توجب الشريعة لا على ما توجب الأهواء. يعني when they warn against the evil is what considered in the شريعة is evil. Not as you يعني consider it evil. هذه مشكلة. بعض الناس يعني يأمر ينهى يقول هذا منكر. طيب من الذي قال انه منكر؟ Based on what you say this is منكر. You have to show us the أدلة. Not only because you don't like it is منكر. Or you like it is the معروف. لا. You have to have the أدلة. قال ويرون إقامة الحج والجهاد والجمع والأعياد مع الأمراء أبرارا كانوا أو فجارا ويحافظون على الجماعة. This is one of the principles that refutes the Khawarij methodology. Khawarij. They say, Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they always do the Hajj with their leaders, the Muslim leaders, rulers. And they do the Jihad only with them. Not like today, big mess. Anybody today stands, criticize any kuffar government, they say he's Mujahid. Sheikh Mujahid Kabir. This is wrong. This is wrong. The Jihad is one of the worships that all the Salaf, since the Sahaba until today, all those who go up on the Sunnah, they say it must be with the Imam. Not with the volunteer Imam. Not volunteer Imam. La, la, la. This is not correct. It must be with the Imam who is assigned as Imam. نعم. وكذلك الجمع and also the Friday they pray them with the Imams. نعم. والأعياد even the Salat al-Eid they don't pray alone. They pray with the Imam. وكذلك الصوم والفطر same as the fasting and the breakfasting and Eid. نعم. مع الأمراء أبرارا كانوا أم فجارا. Whether these imams are pious or even people of disobedience, if not يعني kafir. And who can say that they are kafir or not kafir? The ulama, not the amma, not the regular people. You see something, you say they are kuffar, I disrespect them. This is wrong. You have to go back to the ulama. فاسألوا أهل الذكر. يعني some people say, why should I go to the ulama? This is something clear. I am a man, I can understand. This is not correct. This is madness. Why Allah Ta'ala يعني, has said, why Allah Ta'ala said, فَاسْأَلُوا عَلَى الذِّكْرِ. Why Allah Ta'ala said, except for this purpose. نعم. وَيَدِينُونَ بِالنَّصِيحَةِ الْأُمَّةِ. And they always find it from the deen to give advice to the ummah. All the ummah, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, الدين النصيحة الدين النصيحة الدين النصيحة قلنا لمن يا رسول الله قال لله ولرسوله ولكتابه ولأئمة المسلمين وعامته. So the نصيحة the advice must go for all the leaders, scholars, the rulers, the normal people. We have to advise. Not my black. No, I thought it's the tinder. I wanted to say the dhikr of tinder. نعم. ويقولون نعم ماذا كنا نقول النصيحة. لكن النصيحة يا إخوان لها آداب ولها طريقة. أما النصيحة على المنابر هذه ليست نصيحة. النصيحة بالتلفاز في الإذاعة في الجريدة هذه ليست نصيحة. في الإنترنت هذه ليست نصيحة. The advice has principles, has a way of how to be conducted. To go and give advice on the member, in front of the people, on the TV, and on the radio, on the newspapers, on the magazines, on the internet, this is not advice. This is not advice. This is called criticism. Not advice. والإمام الشافعي يقول تعمدني بنصحك كل حين وجنبني النصيحة في الجماعة فإن النصح بين الناس نوع من التقريع لا أرض استماعة. Always come to me with your نصيحة, with your advice. But always try to advise me away from the people. Not in front of the people. As advising in front of the people, this is not an advice. This is a kind of humiliation and insulting and belittling. And this is not acceptable by all humans. So if you want to advise me, you come, you and I. And when you come to me, you and I, you come in a polite way. Come in a polite way. You don't come humiliate me between you and I, making yourself big and I'm small. Because some people do like that. They come to you and say, you don't know. Until when you don't know. Until when, they come in a way that embarrass the one. That is bad. That is not correct. نعم. قال ويعتقدون معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان المرصوص. They believe in this meaning that the believer to the believer like the building which is built up as brick on brick. يعني half brick on half brick like this. To be solid and strong. So whatever bushes, it does not collapse. نعم. This is how the believer should be together. But how come we be like this while you shoot me and I shoot you? How come? You hate me and I hate you. So how come we be like this? I cannot be. نعم. قال ويأمرون بالصبر عند البلاء. And they always command and advise with patience. يعني be patient. They advise others to be patient. Whenever there is a crisis or some kind of ايش يسمون هذا مصائب, نعم, crisis or problems occur, they say معليش be patient, Allah likes for you to be patient, this is a trial, this is a test, like that. والشكر عند الرخاء, ويأمرون بالشكر عند الرخاء. And when Allah Ta'ala extend His blessing upon the person, they come to Him and say, thank Allah for that. Thank Allah for that. نعم. والرضا بمر القضاء. And they always advise in their durus, in their khutbah, in their this, by to accept the destiny whatsoever. Today you lost your money, you be patient, because when you gained it, it wasn't because you are clever. It was because Allah Ta'ala gave it to you. When you lost it, it wasn't because you are stupid. It is because Allah Ta'ala decreed it to be lost. That's it. When you got a child, it's not because you are strong, it's because Allah Ta'ala gave it to you. When you have your child die, it's not because you are so and so, it is because Allah Ta'ala, Allah, this is the qadr. Be pleased with it. Be pleased with it always. نعم. ويدعون إلى مكارم الأخلاق. And they call to the good manners and attributes and characters ومحاسن الأعمال and the good deeds. ويعتقدون معنى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم أخلاقا. And they believe in the saying of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the most perfect belief of the people, of the believers, amongst the believers is the one who has a better manner and attribute and characters. وأفضلهم من كان أفضل لأهله في الأخلاق. And the best of them is the one who is best to his family in manner and character wise. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويندبون إلى أن تصل من قطعك. And they always encourage you to have a good relationship with your kinship. Good relation with your kinship. Even if your kinship broke you, even if your kinship do something wrong and bad, they wrong you or do whatever with you, you be good with them. Even ما قرأنا طيب اقرأ.
ويندبون إلى أن تصل من قطع
ويندبون
ويندبون إلى أن تصل من قطع وتعطي من حرمك وتعفو عمن ظلمك ويأمرون ببر الوالدين وصلة الأرحام وحسن الجوار والإحسان إلى اليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والرفق بالمملوك وينهون عن الفخر والخيلاء والبغي والاستطالة على الخلق بحق أو بغير حق ويأمرون بمعالي الأخلاق وينهون عن تفسافها وكل ما يقولونه أو يفعلونه من هذا وغيره فإنما هم فيه متبعون للكتاب والسنة وطريقتهم هي دين الإسلام الذي بعث الله به محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم. لكن لما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أمته ستفترق على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة وهي الجماعة وفي حديث عنه أنه قال هم من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي صاروا متمسكون بالخالص عن الشوب هم أهل السنة والجماعة وفيه مستدل
عن الشوب
صار المتمسكون بالإسلام المحض الخالص عن الشوب هم أهل السنة والجماعة وفيه مصدقون والشهداء والصالحون ومنهم أعلام الهدى ومصاحبي الدجى أولو المناقب المأثورة والفضائل المذكورة وفيهم الأبدال وفيهم أئمة الدين الذين أجمع المسلمون على هدايتهم وهم الطائفة المنصورة الذين قال فيهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق منصورة لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم حتى تقوم الساعة. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا منهم وأن لا يزيغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هدانا وأن يهب لنا من لدنه رحمة إنه هو الوهاب. والله أعلم، وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
نعم، وفي هذا المقطع الأخير the last section of this valuable book يقول شيخ الإسلام تيمية says نعم ويندبون إلى أن تصل من قطعك and they encourage the one to have a good relation to the, even with those who boycott you or abandon you وتعطي من حرمك and you give to those even those who prevented you وتعفو عمن ظلمك and you forgive those who oppress you ويأمرون ببر الوالدين and they command with they command one to be grateful to his parents حتى ولو كان كافرين even if his parents are kuffar still you need to be grateful to them need to have good relation with them وصلة الأرحام and the good kinship وحسن الجوار and good neighborhood والإحسان إلى اليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل and to be good with the orphans and the poor people and miskeen and the wayfarer والرفق بالمملوك and if you have a slave or a worker you need to يعني a slave or a labor or a worker or servant or a housemate or a driver you need to be kind with them not because they are lower than you oppress them and you insult them and you humiliate them لا who put them down and put you up Allah and Allah Ta'ala can put you down and put them up so you have to be careful of that وينهون عن الفاضي and they warn Ahl Sunnah warn of the pride and يعني what do you call that arrogance and oppression والاستطالة على الخلق يعني الطغيان والجبروت to be harsh and to be يعني extreme with the people with the right and without right now that even with right you need to be nice and kind even if you have the right you need to be nice and kind to the people you don't approach them with harshness but with kindness وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِمَعَالِيَ الْأَخْلَاقِ and they always call people and command people to be up on the highest level of the characters and manners and attributes, وينهون عن سفسادها, and they warn of the low quality of the manners and attributes. The believer should not be in that low quality. نعم. وكل ما يقولونه ويفعلونه من هذا وغيره فإنما هم فيه متبعون الكتاب والسنة. And all what they call to, what they say, what they do of this thing that we just explained, is they are only following on that the Quran and the Sunnah. They are following the Quran because everything good, Quran and Sunnah guided to and called to. Everything bad, Quran and Sunnah warned against. فهذا ليس جديدا. This is not something new. وطريقتهم هي طريقة دين الإسلام. And their way is the way of the religion of Islam. الذي بعث الله به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The way that Allah تعالى sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with or up on. لكن لما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أمته ستفترق إلى 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة وهي الجماعة. But as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us the news since he was alive, he said, my ummah is going to be disputed and separated into 73 sects, all in the fire except one. The companions asked, who they are? He said, من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. Who is up on what I am up on today and my companions. وأنا أسألكم الآن, كيف لك الآن بعد 1430 سنة أن تعرف كيف كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه وماذا كانوا عليه. And I ask you today, after 1430 years, how come you know how he صلى الله عليه وسلم was and how his companions was, what they were upon? إلا من طريق العلم الصحيح, إلا من طريق العلم الصحيح الذي هو القرآن وصحيح الحديث, صحيح الحديث, except from the proper knowledge which is the Quran and the authentic Sunnah, and the authentic Sunnah. ولا تقدم قول أحد على ما صح. Put the saying, a statement of anyone before what is authentic. إذا تعارض قول عالم ولو كان أكبر عالم وقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقدم قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. When there is a saying of a عالم, whatsoever big he is, and a saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and both are against each other, opposite of each other, then you should put, you have to put the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم before the saying of this عالم. لأن كما تعلمون عبد الله بن عباس, عبد الله بن عباس ماذا يقول؟ يقول يوشك أن تنزل عليكم حجارة من السماء. أقول لكم قال الله قال رسوله, أقول لكم قال رسول الله, تقولون قال أبو بكر قال عمر. He ابن عباس used to say to the people in his time, stones is about to fall on you from the heavens. I say to you, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said and said, and you say Abu Bakr said, Umar said. Now who is greater, Abu Bakr, Umar, or Malik, or Abu Hanifa, or Shafi, or Ahmad, or whosoever? Who's greater? Abu Bakr and Umar are greater, of course. We just said that the best of this ummah after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, the night. So if this is the statement of Ibn Abbas and about Abu Bakr and Umar, what about it today? Any scholar or any imam, this is wrong, yakhwan. We don't put the scholar statement, the imam statement, before the prophet's statement. Lakin, two imams have two different opinions, none of them gave you the proof, it's only their ijtihad, then you can take this or this, no problem. You can take this or this. As we said, you choose which alim is the most trustworthy to your heart, which one you are most convenient with, then you take. But when the hadith, the dalil, which is authentic and clear, given to you, you do not start saying, but you think the imam didn't see it, he must have said it, see, but maybe he has something about it. This but you keep it in your pocket. We don't want buts. If Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said something, don't give any buts. Don't give any buts. Just take what he صلى الله عليه وسلم said. Just take what he صلى الله عليه وسلم said. Now, do not try to give excuses for your sheikh statement or your imam statement. لا. But as I said and I repeat, two shuyukh, two imams, two scholars have two different opinions. None of them gave you dalil, or both of them use the same dalil, and you are a simple man, not talib al-ilm. How come you differ? Then we say, you take the statement of the one who to you the most trustworthy. That's it, finish. This is the statement of the ulama. This is the way of the ulama. Whoever tells you other than this, tell him bring me the dalil. Bring me the dalil on that. And I challenge if they have any dalil. They have no dalil. نعم. قال لكن لما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الناس تفترق. نعم. قال وفي حديث عنه أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال هم من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه صار المستمسكون بالإسلام المحض الخالص عن الشوب هم أهل السنة والجماعة. Those who are holding Islam which is based on the Quran and the Sunnah, they want away from the innovations and the what we call in Arabic the khurafa or superstition, who take only what is proof, those are sunnati wal jama'ah, wherever they are. Na'am. Wa fihim as-siddiqun, and from amongst them are siddiqun, meaning believers, they believe very deeply. Wa shuhada, and martyrs, wa salihun, and the pious ones. وَمِنْهُمْ أَعْلَامُ الْهُدَىٰ, and from them are the flags of guidance. وَمَصَابِيحُ الدُّجَىٰ, and they are the light and lamps and candles of the darkness, that they light on the darkness. وَأُولُو الْمَنَاقِبِ الْمَأْثُورَةِ وَالْفَضَائِلِ الْمَذْكُورَةِ, and they are the ones of the best biographies and the best history and the best hearing about them. وفيهم الأبدال. الأبدال هنا لا يفهم الصوفية, ولكن الأبدال عند أهل السنة يعني الذين يتعاقبون إذا مات عالم هناك عالم, كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحمل هذا العلم عن كل خلف عدوله. الأبدال here is not like the Sufis believe that they are a certain level that they are representing Allah in His word, meaning they help Him, they help Allah and giving the sustenance and giving rain and giving children. That is wrong. But Abdal to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as in Arabic language, means it's from Badal. One comes instead of one.
Replacement.
Yani one dies, there is another one comes after. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this علم will be carried يعني, from يحمل العلم من كل خلف عدوله, in every century or in every generation, the best of them, the strong one of them in seeking knowledge, knowledge to the one after them and the like. This is the way the علم came to us. Allah Ta'ala did not keep sending Jibreel to every generation, but Allah sent Jibreel only to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And when Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم died, the knowledge did not disappear, but it continued. The Salaf take it and they give it to the Khalaf, meaning the people who come after them. And the people who come after them gave it to the ones after them until the day of resurrection. نعم. قال وفيهم أئمة الدين, and from them are the Imams of the Deen. وليسوا أربعة, they are not only four. The Imams are all not only four. There are many Imams. Al-Awza'i is Imam. Layth ibn Sa'ad is Imam. Awza'i was in Beirut, in Lebanon. Layth ibn Sa'ad was in Egypt. And many other Imams. Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Fudayl ibn Uyayna. Many Imams. Many. This Islam history has recorded a lot of names of the Imams. الذين أجمع المسلمون على هدايتهم. Those are the most agreed upon that they were people of guidance. وهم الطائفة المنصورة, and they are the sect which is supported. طيب نقف الأذان. لم يبقى معنا إلا حديث. We have only one حديث. الله أكبر. نعم. Just a minute. ثم قال وهم الطائفة المنصورة. They are the aided group. الذين قال فيهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, those whom the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described by saying, لا تزال من الأمة على الحق منصورة. وفي رواية على الحق ظاهرين. As he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there will be a group of my ummah aided upon the truth, upon the haqq. And in other narration, ظاهرين, they appear upon the haqq. لا يضرهم من خالفهم, وفي رواية ولا من خذلهم. And they are not harmed by whoever opposes them or abandon them. نعم, حتى تقوم الساعة. أو خذلهم بمعنى أنهم عند احتياجهم إليه لنصرتهم ضد أعدائهم يتركهم. خذلهم means he abandoned them whenever they needed him while fighting against the enemies or like. حتى تقوم الساعة, until the hour exists. وهم على ذلك, لا يزالون على ذلك. هذه هي عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة. This is the creed, the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة, which we all must be abonnent. وكما رأيتم وسمعتم, كله قال الله قال الرسول. As you hear and see, all Allah said, the messenger said. ليس عند أهل السنة كلام غير هذا. People of the Sunnah didn't have any speak other than this. قال الله قال الرسول فقط. هذا هو الدين, كما قال أحد أئمتهم وهو ابن القيم. الدين قال الله قال رسوله. صحابة ليس بالتمويه. ما الدين نصبك للخلاف سفاهة بين الرسول وبين رأي فقيه. The religion is Allah said, the messenger said, the companion said. It's not a tricky way. The deen is not to sit up the comparison between the Prophet's saying and a scholar's saying. A faqih saying. You sit up the choice of which one I take. This is wrong. نعم. والله تعالى أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه. تفضل. جزاك الله خير. And the Sheikh is appealing to all parents to take much care of their children, and this is a big responsibility. يعني. And they are playing football in the yard outside, and the ball sometimes go out to the street, and there are a lot of cars coming fast, and this is danger. So يعني, it's correct. Parents have to take care of their children. May Allah Ta'ala reward our noble uncle. Is that okay? Okay. Naam, fadda.
I just want to make something clarified.
Fadda.
That's, for example, there might have been a situation where like you said, there are many imams. There was and there were many imams. That one of them might have had information transmitted to them that maybe others didn't have at that time or in a, on an occasion. I don't know, I'm just asking. Is that a possibility? And in this case, you know, what is done in that, and if that ever happened, what was done?
Jazakallah khair. Now, it happened, we all know, first of all, who was the first Imam from the first four Imams? Abu Hanifa. And Abu Hanifa came before the record of the Hadith. And at his time, there was no Sahih Bukhari, there was no Sahih Muslim, no Nasir al-Abu Dawud, even no Muslim Ahmad. No Muwatta at that time yet. So the Hadith were not written. Okay, that time. So, that's why they say Imam Abu Hanifa is a great Imam. No one expects that Imam Abu Hanifa has seen the Hadith and he threw it away. No. He said a clear statement. He said, whatever I say, based on my ijtihad, and that, yani later on you find, the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallam goes opposite of what I said, then through my statement and take the statement of Rasulullah. And he cannot say other than that. If Abu Hanifa or Malik or Ahmad say other than that, if they all together agreed, they had, let's assume that four Imams had a meeting and they said, okay, we make a pledge. Whatever we say, people take. Through Rasulullah's statement. We will through them all four. I myself will through them all four. I will only take what Rasulullah said. But we always say these Imams are from those who are awliyaullah, who fear Allah. It cannot be that they knew the Hadith and they ignored it. This is impossible. Neither Abu Hanifa, nor Malik, nor Shafi'i, nor Ahmad, nor Thawri, nor Layth, no one of them can do that. No one. But when we see that one of them said something which the Hadith that we have is opposite of it, we have to find an excuse saying that this Imam must not, yani, he did this. He did not see this Hadith, he did not know it. Not as what some of the Madahir say, no, we say that the Imam know it, but he knew different understanding of it from what it can show. That is wrong. That is wrong. It means he ignored it. Or what they say, whatsoever goes against our madhab from the ayat of the Quran or the authentic hadith, we would say these are abrogated. Abrogated by what? By the statement of the Imam? That sounds very strange. How come the Quran be abrogated by the statement of the Imam? That is not correct. So what we do then? Do we drop the Imam? Belittling the Imam? That is also not correct. We respect the Imam. We say, may Allah Ta'ala reward him. And like that, but we take the statement of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and leave the statement of the Imam. And in that he is rewarded. The Prophet said, إِذَا اجْتَهَدَ الْحَاكِمُ فَأَصَابْ فَلَهُ أَجْرًا وَإِذَا اجْتَهَدْ فَأَخْطَى فَلَهُ أَجْرٌ وَاحِدٌ. And hakim means the alim, who يعني يحكم العلم عنده يعني the ability to يعني do the اجتهاد. To be the hakam, the judge on the evidences. And he does his best to reach the haq, but he didn't reach the haq. There, as long as he did his best, he's going to be rewarded one reward. No sin, one reward. Now, the followers, some people say, stay with the amadhab. If the Imam is right, you will get double reward. If the Imam is wrong, you will have one reward. This is a shaitan statement. This is a shaitan statement. This is a statement from the mouth of shaitan who came and appeared in a form of man. This man, the shaitan is speaking on his tongue. That, isn't it an oppression now? You, somebody who goes swim, sleep, never study the ilm, would take double reward. As well as that imam who was spending all the time between the books, searching, he did not sleep, he did not go to beach, he did not enjoy. He enjoyed more than us, but he enjoyed the ilm. And you say that, oh, you will take double reward? This is an aggression. This is an aggression. Isn't it, Yaqwa? So, we say this is not correct. The alim who does ijtihad, if he adheres the sunnah, if he adheres the haq, will take double reward. The alim who makes ijtihad and does not adhere the sunnah, and he did his best but he could not get it, then he will be rewarded one single reward. Those followers, if they follow the imam, based on, oh, we did not see any dalil, but we prefer the saying of, but not the saying of Ahmad, I say no problem with that. Who said Ahmad's statement must be better than the statement of Ahmad? This is wrong. Ahmad's statement is better when the dalil is with it. Abu Hanifa's statement is better when the dalil was it. That's it. Because we all and they follow the dalil. Nothing else. Okay? Now, I know so and so gave me the hadith, but my sheikh, my alim, said something different. I say, Akhi, la, la, la. I will stay with my alim. If he is right, I will get like him double reward. If he is wrong, I have no sin, I will take one reward. This is false, this is wrong. This one will be in sin. The alim would be given one reward. Because he did his work. The alim did his work. Did ijtihad. But he died before he came to know this hadith. But you as a follower, get the hadith, you ignore it, you throw it away, and take the imam. This is a sin. This is a sin, ya ikhwan. Did I clarify it? Alhamdulillah, then we go to pray inshaAllah. And after prayer, if you would, we come back for self-question. Allahu A'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala nasihah.